Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. This is Technori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Time is tight today. We've got an awesome show. It's really nice out. I wish I was out golfing. The only reason I'm not is you people. So if it wasn't for you guys, I'd probably be on like the 12th hole right now. Although as slow as the golf is this time of year, it might be a lot worse than that. So I'm glad I'm here. We've got a crazy, crazy good show. We're going to count all of this as my 5 good minutes. I know I owe you guys 5 minutes on something. And we're going to kind of count that as part of this whole rundown. So let's just jump right into it. Today, we're going to have tech veteran tech entrepreneur Greg Jooms in, followed by 30 minutes with some of Chicago's most amazing ladies in tech, Beth Bond, Caitlin Raymond from UBack, Tech Week CEO Amanda Signorelli. They're all in studio. They're going to talk about the importance of giving back and what to expect from this year's Tech Week Chicago, which is in June of this year. So that is awesome. Also, speaking of great events, Technori Showcase, I would be remiss to not remind you that on May 30th, the Kickstarter co-founder Charles Adler is going to be keynoting. That's at Chase Auditorium, of course. You can get your tickets now and still, technori.events. Use WGN, save yourself 25%. What is Technori if you don't know? 1 hour of networking starting at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, the startup showcase begins officially with Charles Adler's keynote address. Then 5 startups are going to present and tell you who they are, including Kickstarter superstars Wabash Lights, who I went to high school with, Jack Newell, who's on this. It's kind of cool to have him on stage. Creighton Berman Studio, known as Manual, manual.is. You can check them out. They were on our podcast this past week. And of course, from 1871, Sourced and Designer Share are going to be on the stage as well. And well, speaking of 1871, congratulations. They turned 5 years old, which is crazy. Yesterday, they had quite a blowout party. If you check out their website, 1871chicago.com, or follow them on Facebook, or find Howard Tolman at Tolman, and you can see some of the pictures and videos that look like quite the blowout. So congratulations to them. J.B. Pritzker, who is running for governor, he was the person who founded, or co-founded, I guess is what we would call it, 1871. And it's been led by Kevin Tiller, and now it's led by Howard Tolman. And you know, we messaged on Facebook sort of a question out before the show today saying, you know, what do you guys want to hear about? And a couple of people responded that given that it is 1871's 5-year birthday, we should probably talk a little bit about it, the impact that it has had. So part of my 5 minutes is already up, but I'm going to kind of give you a little rundown on this and how impactful it's been. You know, TechNexus, which is actually where we office out of for Technori, was started in 2006, so that was actually before 1871, and it's done a great job incubating startup companies and things, but it really isn't a place where you have a ton of activity, a ton of, I don't know, theater, I guess is a way to put it. There's not a lot of showmanship going on there, and that was the one thing that I think Chicago was missing, and it's hard for Chicago because we're not a city that likes to showboat, really. I mean, we're city of broad shoulders, city of windy politics, city of a lot of things, city of the world champion Chicago Cubs. But we are not a place where people like to run around and just brag about what they do, especially companies and things like that. So we were missing that component of letting people know what's going on in the city of Chicago. And still a lot of you maybe don't know, but 1871 is Chicago's tech hub. Over 400 companies are living and growing right there. It's at Merchandise Mart. They have tons of events, tons of programming. If you've ever wanted to be an entrepreneur but don't know how, or can't take that leap, don't know how to fund it, don't know how to do a lot of things, all of your resources are right there. And essentially, they're not the first person to do this, but they have grown into the largest incubator in the world. They're the largest incubator in the world. They offer benefits for companies. They offer literally everything. Legal services are there. Accounting services are there. Designer, marketing, you name it, it's there. And so without 1871, I think we wouldn't be where we are right now. One of the main reasons ultimately I believe that is because the reason Silicon Valley has been so successful and New York has been so successful is repeat founders. And so if the same person does it, multiple companies that they sell and get a lot of a lot of fanfare, a lot of knowledge about them, it's much easier for you to track what's going on. And we didn't have that here. We're a young startup community. And so to have an 1871 that's yelling at the top of their lungs, look at us, look what we're doing, it provides sort of that very unique thing that when you think of Chicago, like, oh yeah, there's that 1871 place. Very cool. So again, congratulations to everyone there for building it. It's a huge contribution to our tech ecosystem. Speaking of founders and all the things that we talk about, we're also talked to some great startups on the podcast this week. Rumi Spice, who was an Afghan war vet, led company. They were on Shark Tank. They got an investment from, I believe, Mark Cuban. on the saffron spice. So if you check out the podcast, it's a video at technori.com or on the WGN page /technori. You'll see a podcast where I'm literally just sitting there eating saffron gummy bears, which is their new product coming out. So congratulations to them. Review Tracker is a place to check out if you want to know how companies actually track the reviews when you write, whether you're a troll or you're a nice person, the reviews you write do end up someplace, and Review Trackers is that place. And then lastly, Suomi Connect founder Alap Shah, who he came in and talked to me about the question of whether entrepreneurs are born or built. So that's a very interesting piece on that. So you'll have to check that out. Like I said before, technori.com to check that out, or wgenerator.com/technori. And lastly, I have to say it's happy Mother's Day. At least that's obviously tomorrow, but it is for my only time on the air. Happy Mother's Day to all of the amazing moms in tech. Happy Mother's Day to Maureen Siciliano. And of course, my beautiful and wonderful mother, whom I affectionately call Kip. Happy Mother's Day. And the pizza is on me.